News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. There's one of our new bumps. That'd be a little Jimi Hendrix for you. I think that was All Along the Watchtower. Yes, I believe it was. Just trying out the new bump. Still working through the repertoire of there. How many do we have in there, Copper? We got like a dozen or so. 15 in there. We haven't had a chance to get through all of them yet, though.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've heard Hendrix. By the way, well, first of all, I got to ask. You know who Jimi Hendrix is, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just recognize the difference in our ages. I had to check and make sure.
Indeed.
But, all right, little known fact. Oh, maybe not little known. Did you know that Jimi Hendrix was a paratrooper before he was a rock star?
I think I had heard that.
Yeah, with the 101st Airborne.
Nice.
Kind of cool. In the early 60s, he didn't like, I think it was pre-Vietnam era, so he didn't wind up going to Vietnam. The 101st had, you know, a pretty storied legacy in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, Hendrix was a paratrooper with the 101st. Okay, listen, I am going to hit some breaking news moments here for you just so you can know that we have covered ground on a few things that are out there. First of all, one of the things that I think is really important to see is what is coming on now with Twitter. All right, so Twitter, you guys have all heard it. Twitter is out there literally just the staff, the employees are freaking out. Liberals are freaking out. You've got Elon Musk buying Twitter. Okay. But what's interesting is what Musk is starting to say on his own. One of the things breaking news today is that Elon Musk himself either tweeted out or said, now I don't have the article in front of me, so I can't tell you. But he made this public statement that it was a horrible idea for Twitter to have censored the Hunter Biden laptop story. Oh, so the owner of Twitter thinks it was a horrible idea, just like the rest of the nation. Now, I guess he's technically not the owner yet, but he's about to be. All that to say, yeah, I am curious to see whether or not he can, you know, go in there and sort of unlock some boxes. Somebody, who was it? Charlene was saying this morning, somebody on TV said something like, listen, do you hear it? That's the sound of shredding paper at Twitter right now. I was thinking, yeah, and probably burn barrels out back right now. They're trying to destroy the evidence. So there's that. Breaking news on that. Then another is some other breaking news, and we're not doing a segment on Ukraine today, but if we had to, we would. But a couple of things that have happened with Russia. Number one, story out on Fox right now is Putin has put countries on notice that he believes that he's going to have lightning fast strikes over Ukraine interference. He doesn't specify in great detail, but it's a rhetoric that basically rattles the sabers at other nations that he, quote, calls interfering with his war in Ukraine. Well, that's, to me, good luck with that, Mr. Putin. Now, he's got nukes, and that's the thing. We have to watch out for this. Just the other day, his foreign minister made some very bold and brash statements about whether or not nukes could be used. And I'm going to tell you right now, if he does, it's a game changer. It's World War III at that point, and that's an awful thought, but there it is. So there's that. But the other thing that's kind of flying a little bit under the radar, I had forgotten this, and I'm ashamed to say I had, but that Russia had taken a U.S. Marine into custody and just exchanged that Marine, his name is Trevor Reed, in exchange for a convicted Russian drug trafficker. In other words, it was a prisoner swap. But yeah, Trevor Reed is now free, and they are working out his return home. So that's good news. And I'm not even sure what all brought it to the point that that he was detained. But I think we still have one of our American WNBA women's basketball players who's been detained over there and is still in custody, as far as I know. So there's that. And then last thing is, and it's not so much a news story as much as it is just cool. I don't know if you've seen it or not. Story up on Fox today. A garbage collector was caught on video by the homeowner. Literally, the homeowner was ashamed to say she had thrown away her American flag. And this garbage collector is a former Marine. And she saw something out the window. She looked and she decided to film it. He never came and knocked on the door. He didn't say anything to her. He just calmly took it out of the trash can, folded it respectfully, and put it in the cab of his truck. She posted it on social media and said, I realize now what I had done, and I'm honored that he did that. And he said, when he was asked about it later, he's rescued many flags, but that he spent a lot of time serving in the Corps and he recognizes the blood that's been shed for that flag, and he feels like it's his duty to make sure it gets the proper, proper send-off, that there's no way that you should throw it in the trash can. I love that story. There's folks like that still out there every single day. A lot of them in this audience. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So, hey, by the way, I was, okay, I'm going to get away from the triple dipper just for a minute. I got to go down another road. I got to chase a rabbit here for a minute. Some of y'all follow me on Twitter. I know you do because you comment on the show or whatever else, but you can find me, by the way, on Twitter at Sin, that's S-E-N, at Sin Phil Williams. Okay, so the other day, and by the way, some of my trolls on Twitter are like, don't you know Musk really hasn't even taken possession yet? I know that. But an article on Red State, where'd it go? Here it is. Article on Red State came out just in the last, 12 hours. Okay, it came out yesterday afternoon late. And it says, the title of it is, on Red State, Twitter conservatives seeing a huge spike in followers after Musk purchase. Yes. I tweeted out that I am sensing a movement in the force. And, you know, people are saying, yeah, me too. Well, I don't care if Musk has truly taken possession. It's like something happened. This article at Red State says, it's as if someone over at Twitter simply flipped a giant magical switch and things have changed. So let me tell you a couple things that have happened here. This is funny because it's like they're trying to go, oh, crap, the new boss is coming. Quick, clean things up. Shred the papers. Burn the stuff in the barrels. All right, so for instance, Donald Trump Jr. added 87,000 new followers Tuesday. Tuesday. Donald Trump Jr. in one day, 87,000 new followers. Molly Hemingway, who writes for the Federalist, she added 8,000 new followers in a day. A podcaster named Benny Johnson, a conservative, gained 20,000. There's all kinds of claims. Now, me personally, I got a smaller account, all right? So some of y'all start following me, I'd be appreciative. I've got somewhere like 5,400, 5,500, something like that. I go back and look. But anyway, all that to say, I started seeing new followers just in the last 24 hours. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'd see another one. And then another one. I'm like, wait a minute. It doesn't usually happen like that. Because I can tell you right now, Charlene's even said it, I feel like I've been shadow banned for a long time. I get out there and say whatever I want to. I've been locked down before by the Twitter police. But all said and done, conservatives are beginning to see something changing. And the other side of this, though, is liberals are crying out because all of a sudden they believe they're losing followers on Twitter. And the speculation by Red State is someone over at Twitter is nuking all of the bot accounts that they knew were there all along that makes it look like you have more followers. They're just fake accounts, a bunch of bots. And so that's interesting. Like that repugnant young individual, David Hogg, who is Mr. Anti, you know, everything conservative. He tweeted out, is anyone else losing followers? I'm seeing people across Twitter report they've lost thousands today. Well, welcome to the world, David Hogg, because conservatives have been facing that forever. All right, so things are happening like Tucker Carlson suddenly has his account back. How about that? The Babylon Bee, the account is back up. They're not using it yet, but the account is back up. Who else? I saw some others saying in this article. Oh, Truckers for Freedom. Remember them? Truckers for Freedom up in Canada? Yeah, Truckers for Freedom has got a comeback going on. So here's what I did. And I would encourage you, go to Twitter and see what you think. So I did a tweet the other day. When was it? Yesterday. And I thought, I'm going to just test this out, and I'm going to see what happens. So in the Army, by the way, when you're testing your weapons, you're supposed to holler out, test fire, test fire. So here's what I did. My tweet says, test fire, test fire. And then I said, January 6th was not an insurrection. Ivermectin works on COVID. Hunter Biden, laptop. 2020 elections were questionable. There are only two genders. And then I said, let me see if I'm still here in an hour. I'm still there. So I decided to go ahead. You like that?
I do.
All in one. Yeah. It's my, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and stick my hand in the alligator's mouth and see what happens. But I did. I put it all out there. It has not come down. So I just a little while ago decided, I'm going to boost that sucker. So there's a way you can do this on a lot of social media platforms, Twitter being one. You can actually pay a little bit to boost it, to give it broader range and to see if it gets picked up anymore. Well, I anticipated that I would get, smacked down because Twitter decides whether or not you're allowed to boost. I submitted the boost during the last break. It is already running. And just in the last, 2 minutes, I picked up two more followers and several more likes on that particular tweet. I'm sorry. I got a message. We couldn't create your promotion with this tweet as it doesn't meet our advertising guidelines. Oh, copper. I thought I had it.
Oh, man. They haven't changed the policies yet.
I guess. Anyway.
Employees haven't quit yet.
Some of them haven't finished shredding all the paper. They're not too busy burning things in the barrels out back. All right. I thought I had a thing going on. All right. But nonetheless, you can find me, by the way, on Twitter, folks. And, more happened just right then. I got more reactions just while I was talking. Oh, and there's another one. Okay. See, I'm just telling you, something's happening. All right. Enough of that. Listen, watch Twitter. It's going to be funny to see how this goes. I'm thinking that this is just going to be fun to watch. Go ahead and make the popcorn and get ready because this is going to be a show. All right, there's that. I am moving into number one on the Triple Dipper here today. Oh, I picked up another follower while I was saying that. I don't know what's happening, Copper, but they're just like zinging in right now.
Nice.
So I'll take it. All right. Folks, you can follow me at Sin Phil Williams on Twitter. Come on down. The water's fine. All right. Number one on the Triple Dipper today, Charlene named it COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. What'd you ask me, Copper? I'm sorry.
Did they give you a refund?
Well, allegedly they didn't charge me because they've already canceled it.
Or
I don't know. I mean, the followers and the likes are clicking in fast. Maybe they caught it 5 minutes in, but I'd already had a few.
Nice.
I may relaunch it in a little while, see what happens.
Yeah.
Just keep trying. Next thing I know, I'll wind up having 3 charges on my card. All right. Now, back to business. A few minutes before the break here, I'll just tell you what we're starting off on. COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. That was what Charlene named this segment. We were talking this morning. She goes, what you doing the show on today? I said, well, Triple Dipper's got this, this, and this. And then COVID, and I got a name. I don't know what I'm going to do. Calling it, basically there's stuff. And she goes, call it the gift that keeps on giving. And I went, that's perfect. So COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. First of all, let me just tell you, you're not even safe in the White House. Because if you haven't seen it, New York Post reporting here as of yesterday afternoon, Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19. Now, here's the funny thing. Whenever a liberal tests positive for COVID, what happens? Well, they immediately go, it's a good thing I'm vaccinated. And I'm like, really? Because you caught COVID. So, make your decisions. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've said that multiple times on this show. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Don't think that I am. But I will say this, the crazy thing is liberals are so deep into the got to get vaccinated, and vaccine mandates and fire people and whatever, that they can't, they have to apologize. Every time one of them gets sick, they go, yeah, but please understand, I was vaccinated. And I'm thinking, that's not a good advertisement. It's not. I saw a guy last night on Fox, cracked me up. I got to give credit and I can't think of his name. Yeah, he does a podcast, but he was on Tucker and he says, listen, he said, the reality is, this is like if, my wife and I got pregnant while we were using birth control, and I'd say, well, it's a good thing, or we'd have been more pregnant. No, it doesn't work that way. So Kamala Harris, here's a story from New York Post. They pointed out, and it was a fair article. It was not like a dissing article. They're not mocking her for having COVID. COVID's real. I get it. I've had friends and associates with long COVID, and it can be very devastating. But here's the thing. First thing out their mouth. Harris, who is fully vaccinated and twice boosted, has not been in close contact with the president. Harris, who is fully vaccinated, twice boosted. Do you know that she got her first shot, according to the article, in December of 2020. She got her second shot. Well, that was when she got fully vaccinated. So January of 2021, she was fully vaccinated with the double round of Moderna. She got her first booster in October 2021. Do you know that she received her second booster 4 weeks ago? Less than 4 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago in April this year. Harris received her second booster in the first week of April. And she's got COVID again. So tell me how this is helpful to the narrative. It's a good thing she's triple vaccinated. Really? Apparently not. It just, you know, and I guarantee you there's someone out there right now going, Phil, it's a variant. They weren't prepared for this certain variant. Well, okay. But then maybe you ought to quit apologizing and touting the efficacy of your vaccine in the same breath as saying she got her triple boost last week and she's sick again. Okay. Well, number one, COVID is the gift that keeps on giving. It's in the public narrative. It's not quite gone. We've dealt with it for the last 2.5, 3 years. Here we are, Vice President of the United States has COVID. All right, Copper, move us to a break. When we come back from this thing, I'm going to tell you some more. Where are they still firing people for vaccine mandates? And what's the CDC saying? And is the mask mandate dead? I don't know, but then there's Fauci. Yeah. Fauci. I'll tell you what he had to say. It's interesting. I think it segues into the Title 42 on the border discussion. It's funny how the CDC and Fauci are trotting out new messages. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. ...92.5 FM WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Yes, indeedy. Saving the world one soundbite at a time is what I like to say. By the way, I just have to make note that in the last commercial break, I picked up 5 new followers and multiple likes and or impressions upon that tweet. So something's going on, I'm just saying. Yeah, I think maybe we finally cracked the code. Who knows?
Changes in the air.
A disturbance in the forest. I feel it. All right, hey, listen, line 4, Jeff from Indiana is on the line. Jeffro, how you doing today, man?
Doing good. Phil, I think it's your better bumper music that's drawing everybody in.
Well, good. We had to go ahead and machine it up a little bit, you know, get things fresh.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but talking about the COVID and everything, the vaccines basically are not vaccines, in the truest sense of the word, I guess. They're basically therapeutics because they don't keep you from getting the disease. They just keep you from getting, you know, it builds your antibodies up, I guess, so that you don't get so sick. Well, therapeutics do the same exact thing, you know, and from what I read, the therapeutics are almost as efficient. The new therapeutics are almost as efficient as keeping you from getting sick as the vaccines are. So why do we keep giving people vaccines and basically making them sick? You know, a lot of people, you know, once they take the vaccine, they have a terrible time.
Yeah.
And just take the rapid test. Everybody's got the test now, usually, thanks to the government, thanks to Joe. And if you start feeling bad, you can just take your little rapid test. And if you test positive, go get your therapeutics.
It's a great question, and I had a doctor scheduled to be on here today, but we was not able to make it to answer some of those kind of questions. But you're right, and I think Jeff, to answer your question, I think part of it is politics. I think they have so heavily invested in the messaging of vaccine, vaccine, vaccine to the exclusion of all else. I mean, like, God forbid there should be another means by which you holistically treat someone, the whole person, and they're wrapped up in their narrative. They can't get out of it.
Yeah. Oh, no, the government wouldn't do that to us, would they? I mean, it's all science, man. That's what I hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I got 2 personal examples, and this is kind of sobering, actually. But, my own father passed away due to Agent Orange exposure. Agent Orange was a great idea when it came out. And then I personally had a lot of issues with the malaria medicine the Army made me take in Afghanistan every week that they discontinued about 1.5 years after I got back because it was having so many adverse effects. But it was all a great idea when it came out.
Yeah. I just wonder in the long run, when after time, how many people are going to be, because I guess some studies show that it's supposed to be changing the vaccine is supposed to be changing people's DNA, and making maybe more susceptible to cancer or heart disease. My friend, he took the vaccines and stuff, and he never had any. He's got some myocardia now, and he hasn't felt good since. So, and I wonder about this stuff. I've never taken it, and I never will, because basically COVID doesn't bother me very much. But, if the people who are susceptible to it, should take the vaccine and do what they want to do. It's their life. But the people who don't want to take it and stuff, I don't see, it shouldn't be forced to take any vaccines for any reason.
Well, I don't disagree, man. And it's supposed to be still a nation of choice. And, we'll see. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate you being in the audience as always. You stay safe on the road. I can hear the cars in the background, so be careful, bud. All right. Listen, we are going to continue moving on here. I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper, named by the lovely Charlene as COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. So a couple things that are, you're still seeing this kind of stuff happening. I pulled a few random samples. Here's one off of Channel 6 ABC out of Philadelphia. Philadelphia? Yeah, Philadelphia. So right now, there's a handful of Philadelphia cops that are still not considered to be in compliance with the city's vaccine mandate, and they're about to face consequences. Okay, but let's play this story out a little bit. Let me work this through with you. You ready? First of all, the story reports dated today, as a matter of fact. Yesterday, I'm sorry. Dated yesterday. Beginning on May 31st, police officers who are not in compliance with the city of Philadelphia's vaccine mandate for employees will face consequences. It's May 31st. What day is this? April 27th. So another month before they face consequences. All right. It turns out that, like roughly 97% of the force in Philadelphia has already either been vaccinated or at least had their first shot or has had a religious medical exemption approved. Okay, that's cool. The handful that are left, though, still have another month before they even face consequences. And then here's the deal. It says that covered employees who do not provide proof of vaccination will be placed by Tuesday, May 31st, will be placed on unvaccinated leave beginning Monday, June 6th. At that point, does it still matter? I mean, this is nothing but political kabuki dancing right here. This is theater. So if they're still on the force and they're effective and 97% of your force has been, approved or vaccinated, and you're still going to wait another month and a half before you take any adverse action, what issues do we really have? Well, there's that. Copper, I see what you just wrote on the board. We got to fix that when we come back. That's important. All right. We forgot the camel, y'all. We just had a caller remind us. We'll fix that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Working through number one of the Triple Dipper, COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. Y'all stay tuned.